Good morning. 10:22 a.m. on, what is it? It's Wednesday. December the 2nd, 2020. It's cold. It's cold. And it's 30 degrees, but there's enough of a wind, it feels like 20 or less. I'm hiking fast, trying to build up some heat. I'm getting into the neighborhood here a little bit, so I got a little bit of protection. The wind's straight at my back at the moment, so it's not in my face anymore. And the sun's up high enough so that where it's shining on me, I can actually feel the difference in the warmth. So that's good. I'm bundled up. I've got a sweatshirt. Got a pullover and a sweatshirt and the parka, and all the hoods are up. And my ball cap. It's gloves are on, nose is running, ankle is complaining, but it's kind of a half-hearted complaint. So if you missed the news, Podium uploaded the Finwell Bay to Audible, and that pre-order is up already, so you should be able to find it on Amazon. I posted a link to it in the Golden Age of Solar Clipper Facebook group. I don't have a lot to talk about today. I'm pushing hard to try to keep body heat going here, so I don't have a lot of breath to say it with. These hoods are, they're good, but they're pushing my head down. Walking hunched over is not fun. So yeah, walked yesterday, walked today, fingers crossed on tomorrow. December. Got a bunch of SIFU business to do today. Yeah, yesterday there was a lot of wind. There was a lot of wind, and it showed up in the file, particularly in the last, I guess the last third, but like the last 10 minutes or so, last 6 minutes or so. I turned, and the wind was blowing right in my face, and as such, it was blowing right up underneath the bill of my cap, which made it whistle right past the microphone. Yeah, yesterday's audio quality was not great, but it was what it was. I got out, I walked. I didn't have a whole lot to say yesterday. I don't have a whole lot to say today. Other than it's a really lovely morning, other than it's cold. There was a lot I don't want to do in it this morning, I'll tell you. I was just barely 20 when I got up at 5:30. But 30, you know, bundled up, it's not terrible. Toughen me up. I need to be a tough old bird. So we got tough old birds. I gotta put the turkey carcass on to stew when I get back after I try to remember to do that. Make turkey bone soup with what's left of the Thanksgiving turkey. Should be good. I'm trying to think of what I want to put with it. Might make a cassoulet. Turkey and throw in a kielbasa and some potatoes and a few beans. I think I still have beans. I used a lot of beans in a ham bone last week. I got celery, I got carrots, I got potatoes. Yeah, that'd be good. Anyway, so my focus is still just gone. It's just absent. For the Words has their annual sales up now. If you like playing with For the Words, there's a, I forget, I think it's like a 25% off. So for $40, I bought 544 crystals. And crystals is how you pay for game time. I've got 417 days left now. Because they also have end of year packages. So for 500 crystals, you can buy a year's subscription. 365 days and get a bunch of bonuses. And the normal rate is $1 a week. So $52 a year. And even though I'm not using it right now, it's still worth it to me to keep it live, keep it going. Because when I start using it again, I'll use it heavy. And I want to make sure I maintain it. So I spent $40, I bought 544 crystals, and then spent 500 of them on a year-end sale package. So 500 crystals, 10 crystals a week. Less than 10 crystals a week. That can't be right. Yeah, it is. Anyway, for $40, I got another whole year of For the Words and a bunch of bonuses, and I'm a happy guy. So an early Christmas, late birthday present. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. And tax deduction, because the only thing I use it for is writing. So bonus. I like it. I started looking at a new theme. I did the blog post the other day, and I started looking at a new, trying to find a new theme, because the theme that's on it right now is not, it doesn't appear to be very responsive to mobile. I'll have to look it up, because I'm in doubt about how it actually maps onto mobile. I'm not convinced that the little preview that the WordPress gives me is accurate. If it is, then I probably really ought to do something about it, because, well, I don't expect people will visit me on mobile. It doesn't hurt to be aware of it. I should probably do the same thing to the blog, to the TMMW podcast, please. I'll find one, see if I like it. Move on. I'm still thinking about this Ishmael book. This Ishmael book that I started writing, I've got like 25,000 words in it. And I haven't been back to it in several weeks. And part of that is that I like the concept. I don't like the execution. I don't like the way it's sort of like, I wrote 20,000 words meandering around the Western Annex. And now that I've actually got something, I'm not convinced that it's, I'm not convinced that writing through and then deleting all these words is the right answer. I'm just not convinced that's the case. It's beautiful. Because I'm sheltered from the wind, the sun is beginning to really warm me up nicely. I've pushed back both hoods. My nose is still running, but it's really a pleasant morning out here. I was listening to the tunes on the way, on the first mile. New alternative. I may go back to classic rock or something. There's some new alternative stuff that I really like. Billie Eilish, I really like. Most of it is like, maybe. So, can we talk about sleep for a minute? Because I could really use some sleep. Looking back over the last couple of weeks, my sleep pattern has been really dreadful. With foot and leg cramps waking me up in the middle of the night, and moving to the couch, spending a couple more hours on the couch. What's in a great while? I get a good night's sleep. The other night I slept from like 9:30 to 6 straight through. It was great. But it's like one night out of 3 weeks worth. I mean, last night wasn't terrible, but I went to bed late. It was 10:30. Woke up at 3, looked at the clock. I was like, oh shit, it's only 3 o'clock. And I went back to bed again and then woke up again. No. I went back to sleep again, woke up again. 5, and said, okay, the hell with this. Got up at 5 o'clock. Coffee pot had just kicked on. Took my pill on time. Now I'm getting the walk out of the way. I could tell I'm pushing hard. My shins are complaining. That's a good thing. That means I'm getting a good workout. And they've been ignored for quite a while. Jesus, woman, I forgot to take my gloves off now. I have a suspicion when I get around the corner that wind's going to be in my face, though, so. Across the street. Yeah, the flag is flying here, but it's not. It's flapping a little bit, but it's only about half extended. Oh, now, of course, it's going to breeze right up. I don't know if putting my hand up like this is going to help. It protects my face a little bit from this, the wind blowing right in my eyes. What am I reading? Deception, book 2 of The Scattered Stars. Glenn Stewart's a comfort read for me, and while a lot of it is exactly the kind of space opera, military science fiction crossover that I started writing against, I still enjoy it. I still enjoy reading it. He has some interesting characters, and they have actual growth arcs, which makes them more interesting to me. Oh yeah, there it is, right in the face. This one, I'm sure. I freeze my fingers off. Should have taken the gloves off. Sniff snort. It's gusty, is what it is. Get a bit of a gust on it. Dies down, a bit of a gust. It's coming straight out of the north. Skies are all clear up there. I'm not quite sure. There's a cold front blowing in up there. There's a low behind me that's drawing the wind in. Or a high pushing it out. I don't know. A combination of the two. Sniff, sniff. I'm waiting to get back inside so I can actually blow my nose properly. Last few feet. Pushing hard. You can do it. Come on. Dragging my old bones. Wow, I was humping right along. 19 minutes. But here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.